reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the sun of justice with its healing rays, the word of the Lord.
From the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way, by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly, and to eat their own food. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And he answered, "See that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you were not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. There seems to be quite a few people these days who have the expectation that human history might screech to a halt at any moment and dissolve into some kind of apocalyptic judgment. That's not surprising with all the division among ourselves, wars in three continents, and relativism running rampant. But since the death of Christ, there have been over 200 specific individuals or groups who have claimed the world would end on a specific date. They claim to know the exact hour when God will appear and the end of the world will, as we know it, end. Each time this happens, you have a group of believers who gather together expecting to be swept up into heaven, only to be disappointed by having to return to their normal daily lives. This happened again only a couple of months ago, where we have a preacher who had convinced an awful lot of people, thanks to the internet, of course, that on September 23rd, Jesus was going to return. Well, that date came and went, just like all the others. The Catholic Church does not ignore the fact that the world will come to an end and that Jesus Christ will return on the day of judgment. It does, however, put the emphasis for us on what we do daily in our lives to make the kingdom of God real in our world. We need to remember that Jesus told his disciples not to worry about when the world will end, for not a hair on your head will be destroyed, he said. And following Jesus, the Catholic Church feels obliged to teach as he taught. What we are to concern ourselves with is bringing his kingdom into our daily lives. Our mission is to establish his kingdom here and now on earth as it is in heaven. So instead of worrying about when the world will end, let us pray with Jesus to our Father, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and then work to make that happen. Please don't misunderstand me. Paying attention to the end of the world is important, but the importance is to be found in our living today, as if the world will end tomorrow. That's the attitude we should have about our own death and about the end of the world. Let's face it, we should recognize that every age in human history has had its calamities, its earthquakes, its famines, its wars, and terrible disasters, and that in some cases, entire civilizations have been wiped out. Christians have been hated and persecuted since Jesus lived on this earth. All the signs that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel have appeared in every generation. So analyzing these signs, as many have done, have proven to be unreliable indicators of impending doom. My friends, if we choose to get all riled up with anxiety and worry about the end of the world, we will never get down to the mission of Jesus, which is to establish his kingdom here on earth. So regardless of the terrible and evil things we see in our world today, know that God is still very much in charge. The church, in her wisdom, has placed today the scriptures about the last days and the end of the world right in front of our eyes so that we can judge what is right and what is wrong with what we are doing in our lives today. The basic message of our gospel is a clear one. If we live as though our limited view of this life were the whole of reality, we are fools indeed, for we are to live every day as if it's our last. If we ignore our own death and the fact that on the day we die, we will be judged by the God who gave us life, then we will neglect how we should be living our lives each day. The fact that our life will end and the world will end ought to cause us to think more about what's really valuable to us right now, what we should be about today. Let's not forget that the reason why we were born, the reason why we live our lives here on earth, and the reason we die is to love God. This should be at the core of who we are as Catholic Christians. God gave each of us a life in order that we might prepare ourselves for life with him forever in heaven. And if we learn to see the face of God in the faces of those around us, then we will recognize his face when we are in heaven. The attitudes we develop and what we carry and fashion in our hearts in this lifetime will be the attitudes and the treasures that we will take with us forever in heaven. Think about that. With the help of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we actually fashion for ourselves the sort of heaven we will live in for all of eternity. The more beautiful and holy we become now, the more we will be preparing for that day when the glory will be ours with God for all of eternity. If people were more concerned about how they will be judged when they die and how the world will be judged at the end of time, then they would be more concerned about what they do and what they don't do today, tomorrow, and the day after. If the end isn't important, then ordinary living isn't important. There's a story about Michelangelo that after he died, Someone found in his studio a piece of paper on which he had written a note to his apprentice. In the handwriting of his old age, the great artist wrote, "Draw, Antonio, draw, and do not waste time." No doubt there's much wisdom in that statement. We all know that time slips by, days pass, years fade, life ends. We only have so much time to accomplish what God has given us to do. And of course, the older we get, the more we realize this. And so as you return to your world, your work, school, your family, and friends this week, remember that everything you do is not without significance. Everything becomes a part of the sum total of who you are and what you made of your life. And that's what you will lay before God at the end of your life and at the final judgment. So let's heed Michelangelo's advice. Draw, Antonio, draw, and do not waste time.